what are we on now? Oh me. Question, next question. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Next question was, what do deacons do? Well, I tell you what ours do. 1 Timothy 3. Let me see here. All right. What do deacons do? Let me put it in the simplest terms I know how. I'll make it as simple and straightforward as I know. Deacons do whatever the preacher tells them to do, as long as it's scriptural and right. Amen. Contrary to popular belief and accepted practice in most Baptist churches, deacons are not here to run the church. They are not here to run the pastor. They are not in charge of anything. They don't have any authority. And they're not supposed to have. Amen. And they didn't get elected by the people. We did not have a popularity contest. I decided who was going to be the deacons. I talked to them personally, made sure that they would accept the position. And I came back and told the church, we're going to make so-and-so and so-and-so deacons. We didn't vote on it. Nobody asked for your opinion. Amen. Is that not right? That's how we done it. I had these two gentlemen over my house and talked to them at length about what I expected and what would be required out of them. And then I made it clear that I did the hiring and the firing, and that they were to support me as long as I was within the bounds of that book, and that they didn't work for you, and they weren't going to run me. Amen. And we've had a very good relationship all these years, because that's exactly how it's worked. Amen. So then I wrote the Constitution of the Church, and I wrote the Constitution of the Church so that I can pick the deacons, and I can fire the deacons. If they don't make me happy, if they don't perform like I think a deacon ought to, I don't have to get a vote. I don't have to ask anybody permission. I just say, you ain't a deacon no more, and we're looking for one. Amen. So, well, you've got all the authority. You're absolutely right. I got all the authority. I did that on purpose. You see, I started the church from nothing. God called me to start it. Amen. He can call you, and he's not going to hold you accountable for it. He's going to hold me accountable. And I'd just be doggone if I refuse to be accountable and let you run it. Oh, man, if I got to answer for mistakes and boo-boos, they're going to be my mistakes and my boo-boos. Amen. So the honest truth is, deacons do whatever the pastor wants done or whatever the pastor needs done. Now, let me show you why most churches got problems with deacons and why preachers and deacons never get along. They're always in competition with each other. In average church, the pastor doesn't have any control over deacons. They go back to the book of Acts back there, and they say that was the first deacons back there, where they said, pick you out seven honest men full of good report, full of the Holy Ghost, to set over this matter. And they say those are the first deacons. Well, I don't know whether that's so or not. They're not called deacons. There are only two places in the Bible where anybody's called a deacon: Philippians and 1 Timothy. Amen. And in Acts, they said, pick out seven men to set over this matter. And the matter was feeding the Grecian women. Their widows were complaining. See? So, I don't know if that constitutes a deacon or not. If it does, let's just say for a minute that it does, then all deacons do is manual labor and take care of physical things. Got nothing spiritual about them. Amen. Then the deacons ought to be out here cutting the grass, painting the building, keeping my car clean. Now, if on the other hand, 1 Timothy, it said that a deacon ought to be, likewise ought to be blameless, the husband of one wife, blah, 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 and all that stuff down through there, not giving filthy lucre and all, you know, he's got to be a good report, honest man, all that. And then it goes down and it said, and if he used the office of a deacon well, he purchases a good degree. So in 1 Timothy, a deacon is a person who holds an office. Now, them fellas in Acts didn't hold an office. Did they? Are they going down to the kitchen, Family Life Center there at the church, and getting the hamburgers and hot dogs every day and feeding them Grecian widows? But in Timothy, they've got an office. In Timothy, that thing is spiritual. In Philippians, it says, talks about the pastors and the deacons. They're listed together. Those are spiritual offices. So to be absolutely honest with you, I have never been convinced, and I'm not convinced today, that those fellows there in Acts are deacons. It just don't add up, never has. And so we don't pretend that they are. Now, which means that the Bible is silent about what a deacon is supposed to do. In Philippians, it doesn't tell you what a deacon's supposed to do. It just says they're there. In Timothy, it tells you what caliber of men they ought to be, and that they purchase a good decree to themselves if they use the office well, but doesn't tell you what they're supposed to do. Which leaves it a blank check. Amen. Which means somebody has got to tell the deacon what he's supposed to do. And so it's always been our position that the deacon works for the pastor, and that a deacon is a spiritual position, not a temporal position. I don't think it's the deacon's place to be cutting the grass and all that kind of, not that there's anything wrong with him doing that, but that's not his primary function. He's a pastoral assistant. And the deacons ought to be going on visitation when the pastor can't, or assisting the pastor in visitation, or going to the hospital and visiting the sick. And you guys better get hot. those things help the pastor and aid the pastor, because he does not have the time to do all those things all the time. And so, if I understand it correctly, they work directly for the preacher, which means that they're on the same side. They're not against each other. In the average church, the deacons and the pastor are always at odds, because the deacons are always wanting to tell the preacher what to do. Now, the truth is, the preacher needs somebody to tell him what to do. And that somebody is God Almighty. You know what Peter and them boys said over there when they were having a problem with the Grecians? He said, pick out 7 men, honest men, full of good report, full of the Holy Ghost. For it's not meet that we should leave prayer and study to wait on tables. Now, you know what they want the preacher to do in our day and age? They want the preacher to visit the sick, visit the widows, go to the hospital, preach the funerals, do the marriage ceremonies, all that stuff. They got him so busy running around doing errands, didn't have time to pray and study. An average preacher is so afraid to say, listen, you deacons go take care of that. I got to get 3 messages together, and I need the power of God on my life. You go to the hospital. That the preacher does all that stuff, and now he doesn't have time to study, and when he gets in the pulpit, he's a wet noodle instead of a firecracker. Amen. You know why you don't have more bold preachers? They're wore out and run down from running all around the countryside, and haven't spent any time praying, and haven't spent any time studying. My friend, let me tell you something. You do not get in the pulpit and address a room full of people and speak with authority and power on controversial subjects and on personal subjects and on spiritual subjects and have any boldness about you without the power of God. You just don't do it. And that's the reason you have nice little fellas standing in the pulpit saying nice, sweet little things, because he ain't got enough guts to fill a flea. Amen. So what do deacons do? I don't know what they do in other churches, but bless God, in this one, they work for the preacher. Amen. And by the way, you two deacons stand up, would you? Let everybody see who you are, in case you don't know. Herr Mark Kriegshauser and Brother Tommy Stewart are our two deacons, and they've done an excellent job. They've done everything I asked them to do, and thank you. And I never had 1 minute's trouble out of them. Now, there's some things I could ask him to do that I don't, because most of the time I have time to do it myself, and so I just do, because I don't like to interfere with their lives. But I have no doubt that if I ask them, it'd get done. If I doubted that, I would ask them to find out. Amen. That's just the way I am. All right. Where are we at? Ma'am? Gosh, we can't do this next one in 2 or 3 minutes, because the next one is what music is good for Christians?
No.
We'll do that next Wednesday night. We'll start with what music is good for Christians. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Mrs. Hensley.